Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning. Knowing how to care for your sugarcane after you've planted it is necessary if the Ministry of Agriculture's massive drive to increase production of the crop is to become a reality. Today, Mass John shares some tips about caring for your sugarcane crop. And Camilla Guthrie, thanks for waking up with us.
Mass John, oi! Mass John! You hear the agriculture minister the other day talking about what them plan to do to boost sugarcane production?
Yes, Bob. I heard him. Is what? You planning to plant sugarcane?
Well, I was giving it some thought, you know. But I don't know the first thing about planting it or how to take care of it.
Flesh and blood did not lead you here this morning, brother Bob. It's divine power sent you to me. For I know pretty much everything you need to know about how to take care of your sugarcane. Listen up now. First of all, you need to weed, water, and fertilize sugarcane. Know that and everything really just fall into place.
You mean that is all I need for know?
No, sir. It get more complicated than that. Make I try broke it down for you. I going to do them one by one. So make I start with weeding. You need to make sure that the cane feel free of all kind of weed until the cane reach about 5 or 6 months.
So why 5 or 6 months?
Because by that time the cane them grow tall enough to keep out of the weeds.
Okay, I see.
I was hoping you would ask. But since it don't seem like it's going to happen, let me just tell you how to weed. You can weed the cane field by hand, you can spray the field with chemicals, or by using tractor and other large equipment. But I know you don't have any money, so it's between weeding by hand and spraying.
But you see me trial, with all due respect, Mass John, I don't think you're in a position to speak about my financial capabilities.
Calm down, Bob. Settle your blood, man. You and I know you don't have any money to hire a tractor and them sort of machine. So I don't know why you're taking offense.
Mass John.
Okay, gentlemen, let's just finish up. Matter of fact, I'll just finish telling Bob how to go about weeding his sugarcane field. If you're weeding by hand, it must be done often, 4 or 5 times. A ratoon crop may need weeding only twice. The first weeding should be done 6 weeks after you plant the cane tops. After that, you'll weed the field every 4 or 5 weeks. You may want to consider using a hoe to do some of the weeding when the plants are young. If you, however, choose the easier option of spraying, you should spray the field just as you are finished planting the cane tops when the field is free of weeds. 8 weeks later, you'll need to hand weed and then spray the field again. And the third option for weeding, which Mass John says Bob cannot afford, is known as mechanical weeding. This is using machines such as tractors to do the work, which is much easier and costs less in the long run. This option also allows you to do inter-row cultivation at the same time as weeding. Mass John and Bob have calmed down, so I'll allow Mass John to explain to Bob what inter-row cultivation is.
Thank you, ma'am. Inter-row cultivation just means that you plant your canes on every other row each time you plant.
So is all of this necessary? I really just want to dig some hole, drop the cane top in there and leave the rest to Mass of God, you know?
Yes, Bob. It's important if you want to grow good quality cane, that cane can be ready for any market.
Why it sound like a whole heap, man?
No, Bob. It's not a whole heap. You're just a little on the lazy size.
Them things they me talking about, you know? Oh, you must be classing me as lazy, Mass John. That sound right to you?
You're too fraggy, you know, Bob. You is too fraggy.
Gentlemen, not again. There's so much left to say about watering and fertilizing your cane field. But we may have to finish this conversation tomorrow. The proverb for this morning is, spider and fly can't make bargain. Translation, spiders and flies cannot make bargains. This means it's difficult to be friends with someone whom you can't trust. And with that, we say goodbye until tomorrow when Mass John will continue telling Bob how to care for sugarcane. Hopefully, I will not have to chip in to calm them down. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.